Good day, dear listeners. I welcome you to a new episode of the Healing Streams podcast. Your host today is Timothy. I want you to know that God loves you and His love for you will not fail. From the scriptures, we discover that He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son for our redemption. The question now is, if He did that, what else would He not do for us? I am bold to say nothing. The day we become His child, we become a special being. He showers His love, care, kindness, and favor upon us. He desires to see us live well and peacefully. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 32, the Bible says, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Though sometimes you go through things in life that makes you doubt the love of God, such that you start thinking in your heart, has God abandoned me? We are faced with many difficult challenges that have defied all solutions, even though we have tried all our best to find a way out of them. Joseph was a man like us, who faced many difficult situations which were not caused by him. He was sold by his own brothers, imagine that, lied against by his master's wife, and was in prison for years. Just like you and I would have thought in such a situation, Joseph must have thought he had been cursed because the problems kept increasing by the day. At some point, he may have contemplated suicide. Joseph had a dream of greatness at the age of 17, and from that time, it seems as though his problems increased. He was thrown in the prison for an offense he did not commit. He must have felt dejected and humiliated. Many a time, we go through things that are difficult to even explain to friends and family. We are not sure what their disposition to us would be. In fact, sometimes, some of them abandon us in the middle of the trials. My admonition today to you is to lift up your eyes, change your focus from the problems, and fix your gaze upon the one that is able to help you. Understand that every problem, whether finance, marital, health, loss of a loved one, and so many others, all have an expiry date. They won't last forever. The issue most times is that we do not know for sure when that will be, but we understand by the admonition of scriptures that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. That is the description God gave to our problems. Light means simple. I know that it is hard to accept that joblessness for 5 years is light or simple, but God says it is, and I agree with that because the moment God steps in, it will be difficult for you to even recollect that some time ago you never had a job. When God shows up in a man's life, the memory of the suffering is wiped away. He turns his life around in such a way that everyone who sees him will find it hard to identify the former problem with him. Do not despair, my brothers and sisters. Help is on the way for you. Your current challenges are temporary. You will soon shout for joy because of what God will do in your life. Nothing can stop your advancement and progress in Christ. Your life is hidden in Him. You have victory in Him. You have favor in Him. Because God is with you, nothing can stand against you. You will reign in life. Your destiny will be fulfilled in Christ. God bless you. Christ is the only solution to all life's troubles. If you are yet to accept Him into your life, today is another opportunity. Invite Him into your heart. For prayers and counseling, write to us at healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you.